This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello! From CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, October 30th. As Israel continues its expanded ground operations, today Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected calls for a ceasefire.
The Bible says that there is a time for peace and a time for war. This is a time for war.
Israeli troops appear to be positioned well within the Gaza Strip, while Hamas said Israel was not successful in entering Gaza, except in, quote, limited areas. This comes as humanitarian conditions continue to deteriorate in Gaza, with President Joe Biden pressing Netanyahu to allow more aid into the territory. And today, an Israeli attack damaged Gaza's leading cancer hospital, according to its director. Biden administration officials have been calling on Israel to consider humanitarian pauses to allow aid to get in, and for civilians in Gaza, including hostages, to leave. Today, Israel's military said a female Israeli soldier who was kidnapped by Hamas was rescued during ground operations in Gaza. There are still believed to be many hostages, including Americans, and U.S. officials say Israel's expanded ground operation is further complicating securing their release. We're learning new details about the man accused of killing 18 people in a shooting rampage in Maine. The 40-year-old Army reservist was found dead on Friday, 2 days after the shootings. CNN's Shimon Prokupes explains what we know.
This just gets worse and worse, and really just heartbreaking for the family members as new information comes out indicating that more and more this could have been prevented, that there were many and many warning signs. And now we're learning that in July, that the military ordered that the shooter not have access to weapons or ammunition.
A soldier who is a friend of the shooter's was concerned that the man was going to, quote, snap and commit a mass shooting. The shooter's Army Reserve unit asked local police to check on the shooter at his house last month, according to the local sheriff, but it's not entirely clear if they were able to speak with him. It was the first day of former President Donald Trump's Colorado trial today. A group of Republican and unaffiliated voters are trying to remove him from the 2024 presidential ballot. They say Trump's role in the January 6th Capitol attack should mean he's banned from running for president because of the 14th Amendment. It says U.S. officials are disqualified from holding future office if they, quote, engaged in insurrection or have given aid or comfort to insurrectionists. But the Constitution is vague about how this should be enforced, and the case is largely seen as a long shot. Here was Eric Olson, an attorney for the anti-Trump group, in his opening statement.
Trump engaged in insurrection and therefore cannot appear on the ballot. No person, not even the former president, is above the law.
A U.S. Capitol Police officer, as well as Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, testified about their experiences at the Capitol on January 6th. But today, one of Trump's lawyers, Scott Gessler, argued the case was weak and anti-democratic.
And this court should not interfere with that fundamental value, that rule of democracy. It's the people who get to decide. And this lawsuit seeks to cancel that principle.
The FDA says 26 over-the-counter eye drops could lead to serious infections that result in vision loss or blindness. Some of the drops are sold under store brands like CVS, Target, and Rite Aid, but all three of those stores are now removing the products from the shelves. The FDA found, quote, insanitary conditions in the facilities that make the drops and evidence of bacteria. The FDA says there's been no reports of injuries yet, but to see the full list of affected eye drops, go to the FDA website. Coming up, we're learning more about the tragic death of Friends star Matthew Perry.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Los Angeles City firefighters found Friends star Matthew Perry unconscious in a jacuzzi. The LA Fire Department said a bystander brought Perry's head above water and had gotten him to the edge of the jacuzzi. Then firefighters removed him from the water upon their arrival. A medical assessment revealed the 54-year-old was dead prior to when firefighters got there. LAFD said the death is still being investigated, but no foul play is suspected. His friends, co-stars, say they're utterly devastated by the loss, writing, quote, "We were more than just castmates, we are a family." And that's a wrap. We'll be back at 6 a.m. Eastern with more news.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.